as easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Vashan Michel, Osam God on AM 657 kHz. We're welcoming Bishop David Malate is with us on the line. Bishop, good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Murutu Mwabili, your beloved listeners, Baredu Pusit.
That they were go Western area.
The town of choice, in that.
The town of choice. Is it the town? Oh, okay. I thought maybe a village or maybe. Not a village, but I don't know.
That's
a lot of more than you were going to have as the area.
We are really needed, you know, in those offices.
Is it one of the Carltonville suburbs?
No. Carltonville
is
Western Area.
Oh, okay. Hey. Yeah, can I have many years? Because I do Western Area. Murudu Sanswe did something about that. When I Murudu Heli, I really need to do something about that. Because I do Western Area. I do almost every week.
No, you must come, man of God. You must come.
I think maybe next time we should talk about the reason we go to Western area, and like tonight we got the reason we go to church, Muruti. So maybe that can inspire me to go there. So, Muruti, arzo lepili ka issue ya why we go to church.
Thank you so much, Muruti Mwabi. I believe we touched few points the other time, and when I first introduced this topic, and I just want to emphasize on a few things today that maybe dikare to some route or at least re khone ikhopola ka hore I ponder a lot upon these things, Muruti, and I look deeper into them, and I compare us with the early church, you know, how the apostles used to suffer, you know, for nothing but the truth. I mean, they stood firm against all the storms. They stood firm, you know, even when they were persecuted, even when they were killed, for that matter. But not for religion, not for the church, but for the truth. And when we look at where we are today, we realize, yes, we got, but we still struggle, Muruti, with the fact that we missed our vision. Each and every house, it is guided, you know, and managed by the vision. Yes, the goal is one. We all know that we need to depopulate the house and populate heaven. But I believe there are certain precision tools that we need to put into practice in order for us to achieve that. Because when you look deeper, Muruti, into this whole picture, There is something magical that occurs when we gather for service. You know, when people they are in church, when they united and as one, you know, you feel that vibe that you cannot feel it anyway. But immediately when that vibe is gone, then it becomes a problem. And what normally kills this thing, Muruti, I believe one thing that we never take into consideration, the problem is your routine. We all fall into, you know, repetitive patterns of behavior. And now that becomes a problem, because when our spiritual life starts, to become routine, we lose the ability to achieve unity. Remember, Ruth, it is in unity where we all reveal the light that was there on the first day. The first day in the book of Bereshit. You know, that is where light and darkness were separated. And it is only when we unite as one with one goal, one mission, one assignment, where we'll be able, to separate darkness from us. And why am I saying this, Muruti? Remember, when we come together in a form of fellowship, we need to love one another regardless of how we are. And it is upon those people who are loved, even in their weaknesses, or even in their flaws, where somehow, but talk about it to some root. I think for the longest of time, I've realized that through love, we can achieve the total at our whole of
you know what? The moment you mentioned love and fellowship in one sentence, and I felt like that's exactly how things should be. That's how things should have been all along, because that's how the whole thing started. It was fellowship based on in love. It was people fellowshipping because they loved their creator. They loved their savior. And above all that, they loved each other. They loved one another, Muruti. But it looks like with us, the law took over. So we don't fellowship because of love, but we fellowship out of fear and out of
No. Look, like I mentioned earlier, that we struggle with the fact of once this whole thing becomes monotonous, once this whole thing now becomes a routine, everyone knows that this is what is going to happen when we gather. This is what's going to happen. Then people start becoming the darkness in us, Murut, and when the darkness in us is one now, equal this light that we normally produce when we come together. Because remember that light shines in the midst of darkness. So the minute light is amaya, then darkness is there. And the biggest challenge is that we struggle with this darkness that is hidden in the inside of us. That's why sometimes I normally give people a typical example. Yeah, what we call, you know, our own shadows. When you look at your shadow, Muruti, it is always dark. I never saw, you know, yellow bone, yeah, shadow.
And you need so, to we are all equal.
But now the biggest challenge is once people might cry, Muruti, I believe the reason why, you know, God gave us the vision in order for us to achieve, you know, the goals that we want, I mean, to achieve in life, is that he even mentioned in one of his, the scriptures, that where there is no vision, people perish. But immediately once people about Kwaela, you see, once people get used to this routine, once people baba na lentweya, or now we are here. And then we all accepted, you know, I mean, we have Ralph Kofela, Wana Ramuti Morena, Renalemoyo Halalelang, Reketeka Moya. Now they start fighting for the positions. They start now questioning everything. They start opposing. When you look deeper into this whole thing, you realize that most once gifted leaders that we had, sometimes they died, they had nothing because they lost, they were derailed, Muruti, with time when people get used to this routine and they end up thinking that even they can do it better than the man that God appointed. Because remember, Mudimu osebetsa ka motho to sabatho, and we keep on missing this because once we get used to the system, once we get so used, to the routine and the repetitive, you know, patterns of behavior, that imitating vrpa or what is happening. Because it becomes a platform of performance. It's like we are trying to outperform each other before the Lord. But if we can maintain the element, whenever we unite, we produce the bigger light that eliminates the darkness that is in us. That is the only time now where we are going to see with the spiritual eyes. And we'll definitely see, but look, we are going somewhere. Sometimes they can't get into it, but we are going somewhere because as long as we are united, that's the more we produce light. And the bigger the light, the lesser the darkness. Because the light must shine in the midst of darkness. And it is on the first day, it is on one day when we come together, darkness and light must be separated. But we have missed that for the longest of time, Ruth. We find ourselves now, you know, operating in darkness, because there is actually a thin line between the two. And this is where now, when we compare ourselves with the early church, you will attest to this, Muruti, that we are more enemies than believers. You know, we fight each other, we oppose each other. People babaka oba popular, people babaka pulpiti. Everybody now they want to preach, and people they forever think that look, I'm preaching a change about you. Preaching never changed anyone. Religion never changed anyone, but the revelation do. And the whole thing will be revealed when we align ourselves with the vision of the house. But the minute this whole thing, I mean, people get so used to it, they end up thinking, look, man, I can do this thing far much better than Muruti Mwadi. I can do it far much better than Malate. Then they start setting their own thing there. Another one will start a high mole, another one will start a high mole, because they think that by doing this, it's all about singing, testifying, and making a lot of noise when people are start preaching, but not achieving nothing in life. Because when we look deeper within this, we're in a more darkness than the light.
Yeah.
And that can only simply mean that we are not united. We are so separated.
Ngare re thoka dithapelo, Moruti. We really need to go back to where we're supposed to be, because like right now we have moved further and further away from the origin of the church, the origin of the called out ones, the origin of the assembly, the origin of the not the apostles but the disciples. So I think we really need to follow the biblical model of fellowship, not our own models. Because like right now, I was told that I think about a few years ago, by then Christianity had about 46,000 denominations. And if, like you are talking now, Hori, somebody starts begin to start their own thing, so it looks like now they're increasing, so they're all over the place, but moving further and further away from the word. I think prayer is needed, Demrut.
Rudy, to bring this whole thing into focus. I mean, we have, remember every time when we are given the platform like this, we need to stick to the simplicity of the gospel. I mentioned the fact that when we come together in unity, we produce light, the light that will do away with darkness. But the darkness is always there. So light is shining in the midst of darkness. Now, because we produce so much light, we no longer even see that darkness. But immediately when now we become, divided, and the whole thing now become a routine, where everybody so gets used to it, they can even tell you how today we create a so, Muruti create a so, what is so, Bakumula get a so, Kumitan Tato, so, Kumula Katapelo, and then Omongoko Paka. Omung there is going to prophesy. That's why even when how level Labana goes school, you see Banaba imitator what we are doing on the Sundays. Barrera by jumper, Arnegelika, Wakinwa Gwala, and now for Sheba, only 8 years. because they repeat this whole mole Sunday but we don't produce works. And now for the first time to bring this thing now home, or look, now we are operating in darkness. We see now witchcraft being performed in the church. We see people going now to ask power, from the dark kingdom. Because now we're functioning now in darkness. We see most now so-called churches, dindumbe now, because this is like a masango. You start asking yourself for it. But now, why this whole thing still, you know, why are we still doing this, though? Because now it's like we already now defeated the purpose of what we used to gather for. And if now I must bewitch people in order for me to lead them, if now I must bewitch people in order for me to, I mean, platform, no position in the church. So we defeated the purpose of the whole thing, Murut. And it is only now, and only now, if family can start, I mean, this revival. Because remember, the early church, they never had the crusades. They never had, you know, churches planted everywhere. They were operating even what they were called house churches. So the meeting started in the family. So the families united. And when the families came together, whenever they go to the temple, there was so much power, Muruti Hure. They never even bothered to die for the truth. But if today, Rikare, Bakreste Babolawa, I'm telling you now, I'm telling you today, many people will never confess this truth again. We will see what, I mean, reborn later when this Finya COVID Ika exposed the nakedness of the church. We are never united. I mean, pastors, we started arguing among ourselves. Another one said, no, you know, this is demonic, and this is a 666. This is that. I mean, we were all over the show. Why? We are not one. We are not united. And then it is clearly that in the midst of division, you know, darkness will be the order of the day. And immediately when darkness the divisions that we see in the churches per se is what is happening in the family. The struggles, the level of performance. You find two people not talking to each other. You know, they live like strangers in one house.
Yeah.
But when they go to church, they start holding hands. What kind of witchcraft is this?
I like the statement that you made on home churches, Muruti. I know that with some of us, recently, many tried to go back to the home churches. Model? Home cells. But they are not home churches in a sense that if they decide to close the church buildings today and say no more fellowshipping, no more worshipping, and then we resort to the home cells are not going to survive in a sense that there will be movement restrictions, like COVID restricted us. So now, the best way to start this, I'm not saying we shouldn't have home cells, we shouldn't have, fellowship places, places of fellowship. What I'm saying is it starts at home. You as a father, you as a mother, studying a fellowship at home. So that even when they say no one goes out, you can still fellowship. You know, Muruti?
Look, I believe, Muruti. This is what Hashim, you know, was reminding us all about the Gantaba in Ayakobi. But remember now what happened when people started now Bakwalula go to Hanakwalula kama kumutu. No, we are no longer going there now in the tent of meetings. Where now we are going to perform and make all these things. When the churches were opened again, they were empty because people. They eventually died. They died. They said, no, there's no more need to go to church. This is what people are doing at church. People are forever looking at faults. And those who are forever looking at faults, we know that they are walking in the midst of darkness. Because if it's in the darkness, all sorts of things will be done. But if we walk in the light, if we are led by the light, there is no demon in hell who can stop us, Muruti, because, I mean, we are the products of light. Remember, Yeshua said to us, we are the light and the salt of the world. And it was never by mistake, because I know now I'm out of time, but how did Allah, I don't know when you were grew up, I know when I'm 25 you know, you are more of a, you know, you know, the soft life kind of people. You were never people but don't wanna be poke, but I don't wanna lie to Mruti. I mean, something is a flesh as a light.
Azangwa sebana spoku Mruti wen. Azangwa ibana that light.
It's a topic
for another day. Nah, so where I grew up, I saw it every day, every day, every evening, actually. Up until I got saved. The moment I got saved, I ceased seeing it. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm telling you, yeah. We'd see the light. It's a mamoso kwenyir. We born, everybody would see it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so, now why but I guess, because the body is buried. Yeah, okay, Ramruti David Malatsa. Up next is Salanati, and you'll be listening to Utoletsi Ndate Mruti. Kenny Mukwena on Radio Popedi or Daily Companion. Khotsa bona go tlhoga mabikere. So lapela go reetsa manana station ese le gore rapel, and of course keep telling other people about this radio station. I'll see you again next week, same time, same place, the most high willing. Krata fela gore aibe broko. Shalom.
There is radio and radio, and then there's 657 AM. Can you hear the difference?